The music in Game of Thrones is almost just as much a character in the show as our favorites like Jon, Arya, or Daenerys. And there's one podcast out there giving you in-depth analysis of Ramin's score every week, Matt's Audio Blog. Matt Murdick has been podcasting for 10 years about the music on some of your favorite TV shows like Lost, Doctor Who, and especially Game of Thrones. He founded Podcast Winterfell in 2012 specifically for that purpose. But now with the new Matt's Audio Blog, you get analysis of both story and music. You can find all back episodes as well as social media and contact links at mattsaudioblog.com with two T's, mattsaudioblog.com. It's available on any app you're listening to. Just search Game of Thrones, Matt's Audio Blog, and join in the fun. Once again, that is mattsaudioblog.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Right After Thrones here. Matt Datz, Tim Curry coming at you with a preview pod. We're able to give you a little more analysis on episode one. Hope you listen to that. But now we're going to preview episode two, the second installment of season eight. First of all, Curry, welcome back. Let's go.
Always good to be here. Always good to talk Thrones with you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So there is a lot. As we talked table setting in episode one, we are hoping that episode two even revs it up some more to what is going to be a fantastic final season here. Let's start. We're talking preview. Let's start with a preview for that we saw at the end of the episode, the preview for next week, the trailer. Go ahead, Curry.
So since we don't have a title yet for this upcoming episode, we are just going in blind, but we do have the trailer.
Got it.
So we're just going to run down with some of the images that they showed us in the trailer, some of the quotes, and try to piece together how they fit in,
what's
going to happen.
Everything, let's do it.
So we open up with Jon Snow talking to Tormund, and he says, how long do we have? He looks concerned, and Tormund is he's not looking optimistic about this. So we know later in the trailer, Tormund says we have, scrolling down, until...
And this is big because we know Tormund makes it. They get there, they were able to bow around the Army of the Undead that is in between where Ned Umber died and where we last saw Tormund. He makes it to Winterfell. So dead giveaway right there. Are they going to make it? They make it.
So yeah, later in the trailer, we get Tormund's answer to Jon's question. He says, before the sun comes up tomorrow.
So this is next episode. So it is important. Continue on here.
So a lot of the trailer seems to be preparing for this battle that's upcoming.
Huge
with the White Walkers.
And we know episode 3.
Yes, yeah, so we know episode 3, Miguel Sapochnik, director. We know that's going to be the Battle of Winterfell, the battle against the Undead.
82 minutes.
Yeah.
Longest episode of the season.
So it seems like this one will probably be another setup episode.
Yep.
At least as far as Winterfell goes. Maybe we'll get some more action elsewhere. But so we see the Dothraki Blood Riders, the Unsullied, are like hustling out of the gates of Winterfell, manning their posts, maybe going out to, kind of on the offensive, perhaps, so that they can cut off the White Walkers before they get closer to Winterfell, maybe to give them more time in Winterfell to prepare. But they could just be setting up the defense around Winterfell, because obviously you want to hit the White Walkers with everything you have, because, let's say you send out, 2,000 men, they're going to get slaughtered. And then next thing you know, the White Walkers have 2,000 more
extra
undead whites coming at you.
Exactly.
So you don't want to make any sort of...
It needs to be a one full swoop.
Yeah, you don't want to make any sort of strategic sacrifices like Robb Stark did in the past by sending,
2,000.
He sent 2,000 men this way so that they would die, but he sent the majority of his forces that way. We don't want to do anything like that.
We can't be doing that. No time for that. Absolutely not.
So,
which is a really good point, though.
Yeah. So we get a glimpse of a trebuchet catapult fired outside the Winterfell gates. So we know, unless they're just having target practice, seeing how far they can shoot, driving range or something, we know that the trebuchet is going to be fired, and presumably that'll be at the White Walkers.
Got it.
We have a shot of John, Ed, and it looks like Brienne of Tarth. It's kind of tough to tell, but it is a large figure with some slick back hair. So I assume it's Brienne of Tarth. We have so the three of them are standing atop like the walls of Winterfell, looking out the battlements. We have a shot of Jorah. Now, a lot of this we saw in the season previews that they showed us. So we saw this shot in the season preview of Jorah on a horse, and it looks like he has Sam's sword, Heartsbane. So that means at some point in this episode, there'll probably be a moment between the two of them where Sam gives his house's sword to Jorah.
For the big battle.
Yes. We also get, in the trailer, a scene that we saw in the season trailer of Missandei and Grey Worm. She is seeing him off into battle. They share a passionate kiss.
Big time.
And I feel like that might be the last time they ever see each other.
I think so, too.
Because Grey Worm, I can't see him surviving the Battle of Winterfell.
He's our sweet spot guy, for sure.
Right in the sweet spot. We get a scene of Daenerys, and she's just kind of gazing off into the distance, and then like closes her eyes kind of hard, like sadly. So what could she be reacting to here? I feel like it's got to be something to do with Jon being a Targaryen.
Got it.
I think.
Yeah.
But who knows? It could just be she's tired, could be she's afraid of what's to come. Who knows? We get some quick shots. We get Jon charging out of the Winterfell gates, and he just looks, he has the same kind of look on his face that people have when they see Drogon and Rhaegal.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it could possibly be Jon witnessing undead Viserion in action. So that would be
a spectacle.
That would be something, that would be a major, major realization for these characters in Winterfell. And then the final image in the trailer is Tyrion, interestingly enough. Is Tyrion kind of gazing over the Winterfell battlements? We don't know what he's looking at. We're looking at him looking at the camera, so we don't know what exactly it is that he's seeing. But
it's important nonetheless.
Yeah. So that's it for the trailer.
Not a lot of meat on the bone there.
Yeah. It's basically, it just tells us that they're building up to the battle of episode 3.
58-minute episode coming at us Sunday night.
So that's a fairly big one. I mean, that's the standard hour, but, you know, last week was 54, this is 58. So.
Yeah, episode 3 will be 82, longest of the season, like we said. But, yeah, I think we're going to get a solid installment. The trailer doesn't give us too much, but it does give us a sense of what we may be getting in episode 2 here. We got still shots, though. We didn't get them for the first one.
So HBO releases some promo photos during the week. So these are not spoilers or leaks or anything. This is HBO official release of promo photos. So,
and these will be featured in episode 2.
Yes. So we tweet them out every week from @RightAfterGOT on Twitter. Make sure you're following. And so let's just get right into it. So we get some photos. I try to group similar scenes, similar characters together when I tweet them out from our account. So we have a still shot, and this is really a touching shot of Gilly, little Sam, who's starting to grow up, and Sam Tarly all kind of laying in a bed together. I don't know if you can call it a bed.
Yeah.
All laying together. Little Sam's asleep. Gilly and Sam just kind of staring at each other. It looks like it's kind of a heartwarming scene, but they could also be talking about the dangers that are coming, you know?
Yeah, or John's lineage or anything like that.
Yeah, she could be consoling him about his father, his brother. So, yeah. So
Sam may have a part to play, though, in this season.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, he was
promised to the Night King, to the White Walkers. So, maybe. So
there is a little plot line with him, with Little Sam. But we'll continue on here.
So we have another promo photo of Gilly. It looks like she's talking to someone, and I don't think it's Sam. It looks like it's probably someone other than Sam, but can't really tell, other than the fact that it's outside at Winterfell. So gonna be.
We didn't see Gilly last episode, did we?
I mean, she didn't have any dialogue.
Sure.
So we'll have Gilly and Sam for sure this episode.
Gilly, you think Gilly's going to be on the know about Jon Snow's lineage?
Yes.
And you think?
We know Gilly was the one who.
She read it.
Read it in the book about the annulment.
So she's probably in. You think? And then we got to assume that Sam's going to talk to her about Daenerys torching his parents. His father and his brother.
Yeah, she's going to be there for Sam. Sam needs to talk to us about someone.
Gilly getting two photos here, though, it could suggest Gilly makes some sort of play in episode 2.
I don't know. We'll
she's going to see her man's broken up by a few different things here, so it'll be interesting to see her reaction.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't often interact with characters other than Sam.
Exactly. Like, who are you? You know, if she does try to make a play. But we'll continue on.
So, and then the last shot from that group was Sam, and he's kind of giving John an inquisitive look, and John looks like this looks like it's kind of like the battle strategizing. Yeah.
John's looking down.
So we get a lot of shots of the battle strategy. So I think that's what this one is from, but it's John, it's Sam. It's an intense scene.
For sure. Now we're on to the four hole. What do we got? We got Bran.
So our next group of photos, we have one main one, which was kind of apart from the rest, was Bran in his wheelchair at the Weirwood tree in the Winterfell Godswood. So this tree, very important, has been all series. We've seen a lot of characters when they're in Winterfell at this tree.
Yeah.
We saw this is where Jon and Arya had their reunion last episode.
Yeah.
And we see, so we got Bran in his chair at this tree. What this photo tells me is that I think we're likely to have another Bran vision, because we know that the trees are what Bran uses. I mean, maybe even more at this point. Bran kind of has his own power. His powers are kind of limitless at this point. We're not really sure what the limits are, but we know that the trees for sure are what he uses for his visions. So I think him being at this tree, we could get another Bran vision.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be a past event.
That's the key.
Or is it going to be like him checking on the White Walkers, checking on Cersei? Like, we don't really know exactly.
But that's, I think, potentially he's like Pandora's box. Like,
yes,
when you see Bran and you know a vision's in play, we could go anywhere.
Yeah,
you could speculate on every Tyrion Targaryen. You can speculate on literally anything.
Like this could be Bran looking back into like Jaime's history or something to see, should we trust Jaime Lannister?
Yeah,
you know, something like that. So
Bran tree. Bombs could be dropped. Bran bomb.
Bran bomb.
Continue on, though. Here we go.
So another shot of Bran. This time he's in his chambers in Winterfell.
He made it inside.
Finally he is inside, yeah. Someone wheeled him in.
Love it.
So he's just sitting there staring across the room as he does. So we would think it's safe to assume that he's talking with someone in the room.
Yeah.
Possibly Jaime Lannister. Possibly Sam Tarly. Possibly Jon. So, possibly I mean, him. Yeah, it could be anyone at this point.
Got it. Good to know he's inside, though.
So this next photo is going to be pretty big for the following episode, I think, or for this coming episode, is Jaime surrounded by Northern soldiers, and he's standing in the middle of the room, so similar to Lord Baelish last season.
Absolutely. So holding court.
Jaime on trial, and we saw this in the trailer. I think, oh, I'm sorry. There was more to the trailer. I was on the wrong page.
Yeah, I mean, we saw...
There's more to the trailer regarding...
Daenerys had a pretty good quote about her and her brother back in the day.
Yes.
When they were little. You can give us the official one, but this is episode two, I think.
So, yeah.
The plot line.
Sorry, I skipped a couple of my notes here for the trailer. Okay. So we see it in the trailer. We see it in this post that Jaime is on trial. We got Daenerys, Jon, Sansa at the head of the table, as he kind of pleads his case. And Daenerys's quote here is, "When I was a child, my brother would tell me a bedtime story about the man who murdered our father, about the things we would do to that man." So
she's got him right in front of him.
Jaime's the man who murdered her father. And I don't really think she gives a shit about Jaime's justifications for it, that he was the Mad King, he was going to burn them all.
No.
I don't think she cares about that.
Jaime does care about that, though. We've heard him talk about it before, about how he almost feels justified. I mean, he does feel justified.
I mean, he saved the
realm.
He saved King's Landing this was during Robert's Rebellion,
yep,
during the sack of King's Landing after Tywin Lannister kind of double-crossed the Mad King, and he opened the gates to the Lannister army, and they sacked the city. So at that point, Mad King had nothing to lose. He knew it was over for him. He knew Robert's Rebellion had won.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, let's burn them all, leave Robert with nothing but ruin and ash. And you know, he had all his wildfire that we saw Cersei use a couple seasons ago. So yeah, so Jaime truly did save King's Landing by being the Kingslayer, by stabbing the Mad King in the back, by killing his pyromancers. Like, Jaime Yeah, he gets a lot of shit for this because he's an oath breaker. Like, he swore an oath to protect the king. He was the king's
back.
But, you know, he was justified. And, you know, more in the trailer, we see Bran while he's kind of staring during the trial. Bran could be a big role during Jaime's trial in just by using his visions. He could say, look, you know, Jaime, if he could justify Jaime's actions. He could also say, He's telling the truth. He left Cersei for the right reasons. You know, he's going to help us. You know, he has a role to play. We need him. Something like that. So,
or he could say, this son of a bitch pushed me out a window.
Or he could say he pushed me out a window, you know, off with his head.
But we both think that's unlikely, right?
Yeah. So we know from the season trailers, season previews, that Jaime is involved in the Battle of Winterfell, or at least a big battle in Winterfell.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to die this episode.
I think it's almost like the worst kept secret about this. What's the fate of Jaime Lannister? We see it in the trailer that he's battling in the Battle of Winterfell.
So, yeah. So, it's pretty safe to assume he's going to survive this episode.
Absolutely. Under what circumstances, we'll see. But I think it's safe to say he's fighting in episode 3.
So, yeah. So, a lot of shots from the trailer are from Jaime's trial. We see Sansa staring kind of suspiciously. We know Sansa's very smart, and she's also not a trusting person.
Very much so.
So it's going to take a lot for her to trust Jaime, especially, you know, she knows what he's done to her father, to her mother, she knows that Jaime's not to be trusted. Even Tyrion is going to be one of Jaime's strongest advocates for, you know, don't kill him. He's going to help us. He's going to be loyal. You know, Tyrion owes his life to his brother. So
absolutely,
he's going to feel the need to save Jaime in this situation.
And he's there. He's at the trial. He's not on the, you know, almost the the council table, but he is on the side there on the bench. So he'll have a play to make for sure, too. And we know he's not afraid to take the stage if he needs to. He took it last episode as well.
So, yeah, and with his trial, there is at least one shot in the trailer where Jaime kind of has, like, a stunned look on his face, like, maybe this was a mistake, like, I'm in some trouble here.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what he was expecting to walk into when he got to Winterfell, but, he's in trouble, but as we've said, it's safe to assume he survives at least one more episode.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Tyrion kind of get him out of it. Because it's owed. He's in debt to him.
I feel like, you know, we might start the episode focused on Jaime and his trial, and then maybe before that kind of comes to a climax or a conclusion, we have Tormund and Beric and those guys show up to be like,
F it, like,
you know, Night King's coming. Listen to Bran. This doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
We got a, you know, undead dragon coming our way.
Exactly. I definitely could see that.
Because and they show us as much in the trailer, because it trailer starts off with Jaime and the undead. Or, I'm sorry, Jaime and the trial, and then it switches to the Stark soldiers rushing to their positions. You know, Gendry's manning the blacksmith area.
Yeah,
we have. You know, everyone is kind of manning their posts and sprinting to get ready. So,
got it.
Another key moment from the trailer is in the crypts. Crypts, very important. Crypts. Is Daenerys and Jon. Now, there's no words exchanged. It's just Jon looks crypt like chilling. He's staring at possibly Lyanna, possibly Ned, and Daenerys is just there, kind of maybe comforting Jon. Maybe this is possibly where she finds out he's a Targaryen, and they don't really know what to do about it. But yeah, that's going to be a key moment in the crypts again.
Got it. So you want to finish up these pictures real quick, then we'll talk a little more theoretical episode 2, what we could get, what we expect, things like that.
Yes.
I'll start us off with the first one.
Sure.
Sir Davos looks like he's just brewing up some stew. You know, we heard about food in the last episode. We had multiple food shots in this one. I didn't know this was going to be a plot line in the first two episodes here, but we had Davos with just hanging around eating some stew here. Maybe a little pre-battle meal, maybe, we don't know.
But good to see Davos is around, and he'll most likely be involved in the
planning,
the strategizing for the war, for the battle. And that's what most of the remaining photos are.
Yeah, we don't
have Sansa, We have Jorah at the side of Daenerys. That's probably during the War Council.
Varys is in there.
Varys is in there as well. And then we have, you know, Jon and Arya. Looks like they're around, you know, possibly a table. You know, we know
the game planning. Yeah, similar to the Dragonstone setup.
Exactly, exactly.
We saw.
And then we also get a shot of Lyanna Mormont, full on battle armor. So we know that the Bear Islanders consider everyone to be, you know, warriors. So she'll be out there in the battlefield.
We got 62 of them, right?
Yeah, 62 or. No more than 62 because the Battle of Bastards have probably lost a couple. But
yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if she, you know, backs up her mouth on this and goes to battle, because I can't see her being a good fighter. She's not trained like Arya is, and she's way smaller. So I feel like she's a liability, but we'll see.
We'll see. She could be rallying the troops for sure. Any more photo talk before we get some responses on Twitter?
Just the last two photos we have here. It's one of Tyrion drinking, as always. So he doesn't look as concerned, so I don't think this is Jaime's trial or the battle planning, but this could just be a separate moment from that. And this last one, which I think might be a little more important than you would assume, is Daenerys not in her white outfit, not in any sort of armor. She's in the Winterfell library, which we last saw her there with Sam. So she might be there talking to Sam, maybe trying to clear the air a little bit, or, you know, possibly that this could possibly be when Sam gives Jorah his sword. It could be Sam, you know,
saying, yeah, you're not the real queen.
Exactly. Yeah. It could be the opposite of clearing the air. It could be, you know, you're not my queen, you know. John's my queen.
Yeah, John's my queen for sure. Love it. A lot of good. So, happy we got pictures this week.
Yeah, so that's it for promo photos and for screen grabs from the trailer. But glad we got something, because we weren't sure if we were going to.
Got it. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in about 60 seconds. Cool. And welcome back here. Go ahead, Kurt.
We put out some tweets asking for our listeners, our followers, to submit some questions, whether it was questions about the upcoming episode, predictions, or theories in general for the end game. We want to get some feedback from you guys and your thoughts.
Got it. So go ahead. Do you want to start, or do you want me to go?
Sure. So one that I liked a lot, or at least I want to discuss it, is a questions or theories about Cersei. So one of our followers, I will get to your name in a second. So one of our followers mentioned that Cersei could possibly be, she thinks Cersei's going to march north and could possibly do as Tywin did and during Robert's Rebellion and say she's there to help, but actually sack the city when the gates are open. So we know she's got the Golden Company. She has an army. She's got the men. So she would be able to take King's Land, take Winterfell if they let her army in. However, you know, while it's a decent thought, I don't think that is Cersei's priority. I think she's totally content to just stay in King's Landing, stay down south. You know, why go up there in the snow? Where she knows that the dead broke through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to go up there for her unless she was truly going to fight for the Jon and Daenerys. So I think she's likely to stay in King's Landing to battle whoever wins, whether it's the undead, whether it's Jon and Daenerys. She's pretty comfortable staying in King's Landing.
God, I want to get one from Alex Ninja 2014. We talked about this a little bit. I just want to respond to it directly. It says, realistically, unless Jaime has an army up his sleeve or some elephants, we saw a lot of banter about elephants after episode on Sunday. He should lose his head in the first 30 seconds. We know he won't. Episode 3, he'll be there. He'll be battling. I think it's, like I said, the worst kept secret is Jaime Lannister's trial, because he will be spared his head and he will be fighting in episode 3.
Yes, so we know this is not the end of Jaime, episode 2.
Got it. We got Abbott Rowan tweeting in saying, I hope the Bran Jaime reunion is amazing. The simple look last episode was intense. Now imagine if we add dialogue. We feel the same about Bran's reaction to this. You know what I'm saying? We feel that Bran is not going to go the way where he said, this guy pushed me out the window. We go back to getting on the Bran wagon last week. This guy's all business, and he knows what's at stake. And I think what you said is important. Tormund and the boys coming down will also emphasize that. But I don't see Bran. I mean, if Jaime's push him out the window, Bran's out the three-eyed raven, you know, and Bran is so emotionless, you know, when it comes to anything nowadays. I don't see him, you know, holding it against Jaime at all.
So, yeah, it wouldn't make sense for Bran to be against Jaime. The way we've seen Bran, he understands the big picture. He understands.
You know, it's not even Bran, he says, you know?
Yeah, so Bran, he understands that this trial with Jaime really doesn't matter. Just like, you know, the pleasantries exchange didn't matter. They don't have time. The Night King is coming. So I think Bran is not going to be against Jaime.
Making this about
I think he'll probably, he should, if he was like he was last episode, just be like, hey, guys, we don't have time for this. Night King is coming. Yep. So it wouldn't benefit Bran to say.
Make a big deal.
Yeah, to make a big deal and say, he pushed me out a window, we should kill him.
Like, got it. I don't think that's happening whatsoever. Aim for the Head podcast tweets us, and I think this might be the most important question in terms of big picture, besides maybe any sort of battle of Winterfell. Who thinks that the very next thing Jon tells Sam is, don't tell anyone what you've told me. I see him wanting to keep it quiet until after the war with the Night King. I agree.
I don't know. I mean, I agree. I think that's something John would want, but I don't see Sam agreeing with that. I think John is probably going to be like, look, we have bigger things to address. Sure. Keep this under wraps, and then I think John will address it with Daenerys on his own. But I think they're gonna. Definitely, this is such sensitive information. They're going to want to keep it quiet.
It's unbelievable, unbelievably sensitive. And I think what any plot line that could potentially get moved forward in episode two is probably going to get a hard stop at the end of episode two, where battle is about. I think we're in store for. And you tell me if you disagree. I think we're in store for just a big cliffhanger where the battle is just right there to start next week, and that's where episode two ends. So I think. Any of these minor plot lines, and not this is minor, any of these non-battle-oriented plot lines are going to get cut off because we know episode three. I don't think they're wrapping up this saga of John, Danny, King, Queen, rightful heir, whatever, in the next 58 minutes. So I think it probably gets pushed till after.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I think that the wheels will be turning on that stuff this episode. It gets cut off for more important issues of the battle, yeah. The Night King. And then that'll again be an issue at the conclusion of the White Walker battle.
Got it. Some other tweets here. You got one queued up.
So yeah, we have at QueenWitch151 Daniela,
yeah.
Tweeting in a couple times here.
Love it.
And her big thing that she has a theory on, and seems like she's kind of shipping it, is Sansa and Tyrion. So obviously they were married at one point. They're no longer married. That was never consummated, and she's since married Ramsay, and so so that's they're no longer married, but she has a theory that Daenerys and Jon ultimately, you know, they won't survive, or they put a plan in place in case they don't survive, that they will leave Tyrion and Sansa in charge, and it would make sense.
It's cool. Do they have to get married?
I guess. I mean. I don't know, but it would make sense just because the two of them are well suited to rule.
Yes.
You know, we've seen Tyrion this entire series. He's been, you know, well suited for politics. He was great at being the hand of the king when he was the hand. And then Sansa, especially lately, has been a very effective ruler. She knows how the game's played. She's very smart. So I think the two of them would be very solid rulers together, and we know, I mean, obviously they have history, they were married,
yeah,
and Sansa always said, you know, Lord Tyrion was very kind, like,
yeah,
he never took advantage of her or anything like that, and like people would kind of make fun of her or him,
yeah,
they were both It was as good of a relationship as they could have had.
And that being said, he almost not that he was trying to swoon or anything, but he was giving her props last episode, and she kind of slapped back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He used to be the most clever. I used to think you were the most clever man in the world. So she, she's not exactly singing his praises as much as she was at one point. So definitely interesting there. Maychild 69, Kathleen Shannon tweets in, Sam might actually be the real hero of the battle when he somehow single-handedly kills the Night King.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Sam be heroic throughout the series, but kind of accidentally heroic.
Yeah.
He stood up for Gilly at one point, and then Ghost kind of saved the day while Sam was getting beat. We saw Sam kill a White Walker with he just kind of instinctively picked up the obsidian, the dragon glass. So Sam has had his moments. He killed a Fen at Battle of Castle Black with the crossbow. So yeah. Sam's had his moments. I really don't think Sam's moment will continue to have moments of that great
valor.
Significance, especially killing the Night King or something
like that. But I think one thing to watch with Sam, we've talked about it before, preview, is like, and I'm all in on this, I don't know how all in on it you are, but about how like the whole George R. R. Martin might see himself. Mm-hmm. He's even had a few different quotes about something similar. So I don't think we write off Sam's importance in the show in general. I think he's got a huge role to play, especially in the end game. But I think Sam making a play in any sort of battle or anything like that, it's way more likely that the play is made with like his mind and like knowledge that he can attain or anything like that. Like he attained, when there's dragon glass, a dragon stone, things like that. I think he can make plays. Any plays he makes going forward are plays made through that medium. So just my two cents on that for sure. But watch out for Sam late in this season, I think. One more I think we can get to. Comp My Pod tweeted at us saying Cersei's going to do something real stupid. She has a plan and it's going to get people killed where they wouldn't have. I think people almost short Cersei more than they should. Like everyone's rooting for her to fail, but she's still here. You know, they've been rooting for her for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, Cersei at the moment, as we said, she kind of is okay with just sitting back and letting things unfold.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, because obviously if the Night King were to win, I don't think he's going to, but let's just say, if option one, let's say the Night King wins, then the Army of the Dead just got way bigger, and now they, I would assume, have three dragons, and Cersei doesn't have any chance at all.
Yeah.
If Jon Daenerys win, this is Cersei's best option, would be Jon Daenerys win, but their forces are decimated, like dragons gone, they lose a lot of men, then all of a sudden, before they have time to recover, here comes Harry Strickland and the Golden Company. So
yeah, I just wouldn't count on a huge miscalculation from Cersei yet. Maybe later, but she's still here for a reason. She's done. She's made moves. How low we saw at her lowest when she was imprisoned, and she's back at the top. So
yeah, everyone that has ever crossed her, she's murdered. Sansa says that in an episode last season.
Exactly.
Like you can't underestimate Cersei.
Got it. And I think it's very good to note for sure. Anything else you want to get to, or
no, that's about it in terms of listener feedback. But again, keep tweeting in all week leading up to the episode, and we'll either address it on Twitter or on following episodes.
Absolutely. So just real quick, want to get your quick thoughts. We're about to wrap it up here. Just episode two, sense of what we get in episode two.
So episode two, again, I think it's going to be light on character deaths, if any at all. I mean, episode one for Death Watch, I didn't think it would be a big one, but I thought Ned Umber would go down because of the geography and because he's a very minor character. I don't think we're going to get any sort of major character deaths.
Mm-mm.
Because I think it's just setting up for next week. Especially in the North and Winterfell, I don't think there's going to be any major action other than the trial and preparing for battle like they show us in the trailer. Now, they could throw us a curveball and have a lot of action elsewhere, but the only two locations we really have right now are King's Landing and Winterfell. So, you know, they could bring in previous characters and have another storyline introduced, such as Melisandre coming over from Essos.
Saw nothing
of Dario coming over from Essos. I don't think that one's a little more unlikely, but we know for a fact Melisandre is in this season.
Yes.
The actress has been in all the promotional tours. She was on the magazine covers, magazine photo shoots, like in character. She's going to be in this season. So maybe she makes an appearance this week. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the one thing, the biggest variable thing going into episode two is John's lineage. Does that get progressed? Does it get put on the back burner as they prepare for this battle, as Tormund comes in, as Jaime Lannister comes in? Or is it something where, you know, we're having a sit down with Danny and John, you know, 16 minutes into the episode Sunday night, where this is going to be hashed out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to come to light. This episode's going to be addressed. I do think that it'll kind of fly under the radar when you compare it to Tormund and Beric's news of the White Walkers are going to be here by sunrise. But I do think that John, that'll be a main point in this episode, is John and Daenerys and how the dynamic changes, if at all. I mean, it's going to change. It's going to change when he tells her about this.
I think we're just in store. Go ahead.
I also wonder if there's going to be any more evidence presented to John to back up Sam's claim, because Sam just said, you know, I read it in a diary. Bran had, quote, whatever Bran has. Maybe Bran will have to kind of back up Sam on this, or maybe they'll have to find the diary or something and give him some hard evidence. But personally, if I'm John, I'm kind of pretty doubtful.
Yeah.
Even, you know, my best friend tells me this, I'm still going to be in denial at first.
And, and his first response was, did Ned Stark lie to me? You know, the most honorable man I ever met. Did he lie to me? So I feel like there might be some more evidence. Unsatisfying thing I think we might see is Theon making it to Winterfell, and Jordan the crew. Not that that's going to move the needle for much for anybody, but apparently that could potentially be big, so something to watch for. But I think, and just let me know if you disagree, we're getting just a cliffhanger for the battle.
I absolutely think that'll be how this episode ends, is maybe like the first shots are fired, but I don't think it's the battle's next week.
The undead dragon is, you know, bestowed upon the fact that this is, you know, the winter, the people in the north, everyone who's in the north right now, to see, like, holy shit, like, this is what we're in for. And then it just queues up huge for next week.
Yeah.
For sure. So there it is. Preview of episode two. We're thinking more of table setting and thickening of plots, queuing up for an 82-minute episode three, which we'll very much look forward to. But 58 minutes of Beautiful Thrones coming Sunday night. We'll be here as soon as the episode ends. Follow us on Twitter at RightAfterGOT. You're listening to the podcast right now. Subscribe, rate, review, like, all that good stuff. And once again, Sunday night, Curry, thanks for being here. Sunday night, we'll see you guys right after Thrones.